Oh yeah.
What up? What up? Welcome to the Cast of Color, a show where diverse creatives discuss all things film, TV, and
oh no, the song started again.
Son of a bitch!
And this is what happens when you record live. We're back.
God,
we're back, baby.
Hey, goddamn, we are fucking back. You know, we're switching things up. We're going virtual. So yes, my name is John Carter. I'm joined by the boy Gerardo Molina. What's happening, my brother? We back.
Hello, it's we been are a nice back.
Oh my god, what the hell, man? It's been a nice little break. We've been out for a little bit. The boy Gerardo is finishing college. Your boy mm-hmm. just had a new baby boy.
Yeah, son. My son.
And that boy keeps us busy as hell. He is up every 2 to 3 hours during the night.
Listeners,
take your time having these kids, baby. Take your time.
Here to entertain the people, though. Taking a break from that.
But here we are to pass the word, baby. It's been
for you guys. This is for you guys.
This is all for you. The pod must go on. A lot of shit has happened, bro. We haven't recorded since. This is our first recording of the year.
Yeah, yeah. So, for people listening, we will be uploading all this stuff to YouTube now, so that's pretty cool. We gotta wait to upload it to YouTube as well as Spotify, so you can watch our little meetings here, and when we have guests it'll be nice and stuff. But yeah, we got some good stuff to talk about today. We're gonna be talking about Ant-Man and the Wasp.
Quantumania.
Divisive, not really divisive. It's an interesting movie.
Oh my gosh, yeah, it has so many opinions about this movie. So many people have a lot of thoughts about this movie.
Yeah, and then we're gonna be talking about some stuff. So getting started here with the news. It's been a while since we recorded. A lot has happened in the DC realm. A lot of stuff has happened in the DC universe.
Yes.
James Gunn is in charge now. That's cool, right?
The boy. Yeah. Hell yeah. He's got
Guardians of the Galaxy coming out later this year. That movie's going to be pretty cool. That movie's coming out in a couple months, I think, from now.
Yeah, shit, bro. That's in like 1 month, Guardians 3.
Yeah, it's crazy, right? And then I think Flash. Flash is coming out soon, right?
Yeah.
So that's pretty crazy. Flash, we're going to be resetting everything. And then we just saw the trailer for Blue Beetle.
Blue Beetle, yes. I mean, yeah, Flash Blue looks Beetle. Dope. Blue Beetle looks really cool. It looks different.
Talk about diversity, right? Now they did it. They finally did it, right?
Come on now. I know you're hyped.
Oh yeah. They DC did it. Marvel could have beat them to it. But they didn't.
Yeah.
So this is a really, really fun movie, it looks like. It looks very did you know a lot about Blue Beetle?
I know a little bit. Normally when I see Blue Beetle, he's in some kind of Justice League appearance where he's helping the Justice League or the Teen Titans.
Yeah, a lot of young Titans things, right?
Yeah, exactly. He's more of the younger superhero. So to see him on the... And what I'm hearing about this one, about Blue Beetle, is that they're kind of shaping him to be a leader in this DC universe.
Yeah, so have you seen Cobra Kai?
Oh, no, I haven't, but that's the boy, right?
He's one of the guys from Cobra Kai, yeah. And
that show's huge.
And it's really his outfit's great. His George Lopez is his dad, right?
Yeah.
So they're really doing it. It's exciting.
It's like Iron Man, Alien Ant-Man, like Iron Man, like just a suit, but it's like alien-like because it has a mind of its own. And
yeah, exactly.
It looks really cool. Really different than anything we've seen.
Yeah, so we got that. We had Shazam come out recently. Shazam 2, that's underperforming. And this is like the last of the, the old Snyderverse, right? It never had an official name, but everybody called it the DCEU.
DC Extended Universe.
Mm-hmm. But that was, I guess, the last movie in that series.
Yeah.
And, it didn't do too well. And there's a lot of drama around that. You see everything that Zachary Levi was saying?
Bro, I was just reading an article today about how a lot of people are trying to put blame on The Rock and how much he
Yeah, everyone's talking about The Rock, and it's his fault because he didn't want Black Adam to, or he didn't want, I guess, the Justice Society to cameo in Shazam 2, the post-credits scene.
So what's the deal with Zachary Levi? What is he saying? Because I understand that.
Well, he was just making a bunch of different posts talking about how, the movie wasn't advertised enough and all this stuff. Like, he was just posting a lot of stuff on Instagram on a story. On one of them, he was like, hey, guys, John Wick 4 is out. Go take your family to go watch Shazam 2. It's a great family movie, you know, which, you know, you probably agree with. Right? It's a good family movie.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. But, you know, people didn't go watch it because, you know, everyone's a little picky now about what they watch. And the first Shazam, I like it. But like, I mean, people, they're not probably too inclined to watch the second one, you know, like,
and that's the thing. I took the family to watch the second one. Cause I mean, I love the first one. It's very campy. It's we talked about Shazam on the show before, how much we enjoy it. We talked about how it's one of our favorite DC.
EU movies.
DCEU, to be correct.
The DCEU
movies. So this one, I took the family. The wife was in there. We were in there with the newborn. You know what I'm saying? We watched Fury of the Gods. And if
did your baby cry in the theater?
You know what? He did really well. The newborn, my son, he did well. He took a nap with mommy and me and the daughter, we were locked in because my daughter, she likes Shazam, so she enjoyed it.
Exactly. And I feel like Shazam's going to do well when it comes to streaming Shazam 2. I feel like a lot of people are going to watch it but I don't think people want to go out to the movie theater and watch it.
But especially knowing the future, we spoke about James Gunn. So when people know that the future of DC, this potentially may not have anything to do with the future, may not impact the future of DC, we're less likely to.
The hierarchy of power kind of did change in a way.
the boy Rock wasn't lying. The hierarchy did change. Just
but not in the favor of The Rock. So as we talked about, James Gunn is in charge now. So some of the stuff that's going to be coming out soon is he's going to be writing and directing a Superman movie. That's going to be fun. I'm excited for that. You know, he can do stuff that's really heartfelt really well, I feel.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's really, really good at that. That's like one of his strong suits.
That one's supposed to be like just a straight up origin. Like we're going to see.
I think he's already a little more established. I think you wanted to get past the origin. But it's a younger Superman.
But it's a young Superman.
Yeah, exactly. It's not, I'm not sure. But he also talked about how there could be Elseworld stories. That's what the Batman is. That's what the Batman sequel is going to be, which is confirmed now.
We're getting news about the Batman sequel,
Clayface is rumored to maybe be in it. So do you think it's going to be like weird Clayman Clayface, or do you think it's going to be a guy that can just kind of change his face like in the older comics?
I'm curious to see because, you know, even from the 90s show, the Batman cartoon, you know, Clayface was just always a big blob of clay. So to imagine that I would imagine it'd be CGI if they were to go that route, you know, the more comic book accurate. But I don't know, with Matt Reeves, the way they did Riddler, very different from...
I feel like they're going to go the body horror route, right?
Bro, I feel the same way. I think I feel like bro might be disfigured or something.
It's going to be like he can change his face shape or something to look like other people, and he's all gross. And the first movie, right, it was very... The Riddler is like Seven, you know, like the movie Seven, where it's like Saw, it was like that vibe, right?
Yes. And very much Seven. I love that movie Seven.
Yeah, exactly. And I feel like the next one might take a similar like thriller horror approach where it's going to be a guy that can just change his face shape, you know, runs away from the cops, goes into an alley, changes his face shape all gross. And then
yes. And it's going to be like very... distorted and not just a big blob. I think it's going to be really cool. It raises the question: is Clayface going to be the main villain?
He's always like a little side villain, right? We got the Joker in the universe now. We got the Riddler in the universe now.
You know, maybe we'll get Mr. Freeze.
Yeah, that'd be great if we got Mr. Freeze, right? A lot of people that can play him nowadays, too.
Mm-hmm, so, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, Gotham just is covered in water. You know, maybe, I don't know, maybe Mr. Freeze will make an appearance or something. But, that's cool. Good news. I'm so excited to see how they do Clayface in this universe. Universe.
So, we got that going on. We also have... confirmation of, you know, like Peacemaker season 2 and all that. That's all going to be coming out.
Oh shit, they're still going with Peacemaker. I love it.
Yeah, of course. It's James Gunn's DCU, you know.
This is my baby.
So Joker 2 is also another Elseworld story. That one finished filming today or yesterday, actually.
It was a wrap. Yes.
Yeah, Joker 2, it's going to be having Lady Gaga.
So many Gaga production photos. There are so many.
Like the first movie. And she, you know, it looks fine. People are like a little upset at everything. I'm like, it looks great. And like, what do you guys expect from this universe? You know, especially when you see them side by side.
Bro, it's on brand with this Joker. It's exactly what we expect Harley Quinn from this universe to look like.
Yeah, she looks like she's going to kind of be a little more in charge, you know, maybe.
Yeah.
Because Arthur, you know, he's like impressionable in that first movie, you know?
Mm-hmm. And, you know, maybe she's just going to be so captivated by him in this one. But maybe in the third one, you never know. Maybe I feel like there might be a third one. We might see.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You know, as long I feel like Joaquin Phoenix, you know, he does movies if he thinks they're going to be fun or good, you know?
Yeah.
And we're here. Like he has like a lot of fun in these movies.
He does.
And they're pretty good. It's a little bit more of a different style than like some look at like Shazam 2, you know, where that's like the pinnacle of like people are kind of tired of these comic book movies like that combined with Ant-Man, you know?
Exactly, because they're kind of similar and they're just.
But then Guardians 3 is going to come out and everyone's going to go, wow, these movies are good again.
Right. Oh, it's funny. I don't know if you saw what James Gunn had to say about what is it? Superhero fatigue. And
yeah.
He was pretty much saying, I don't think it really exists when you have so many different characters, and if they're being told right, then it should just be different stories every time. Some shit like that, man.
Yeah, exactly. Because he's very much, I think, about doing like genre films, you know what I mean? Like people like to compare the Suicide Squad to Guardians of the Galaxy, but it's right. Like they're different, you know, like they're different vibes. It's like, yeah, similar concepts, but they're different vibes.
Entirely, yeah. So
it's I don't know, it's I think that the way that the DC universe under James Gunn, it's gonna do good. It's gonna do good.
I think he's a great head to be at the creative aspect of DC, and they needed that. They needed some kind of Kevin Feige figure in DC.
Yeah, exactly. As we've been saying for a while, just such a curveball that it was James Gunn. Yeah. But
I know it was nuts. It was unexpected.
But it's obvious. I guess they finally got someone that likes comic books.
Exactly.
To, like, be in charge of it, you know, which is great. So going away from comic books a little bit, you see the Barbie trailer. Oh, where'd he go? God,
bro. What the hell is? You know when. When they first dropped photos of Barbie with Margot Robbie and Ryan Gosling.
Gosling, yeah.
Right. Oh, by the way, I don't know how you feel about Ryan Gosling being Ken. I feel like the boy's a little old, but I get it.
It's like a kid. Looks like a campy movie.
Yeah, it does. So I'm just, Gerardo, I have no idea what the setting, like, what are we, I'm so thrown by this.
Doesn't it make you feel like you're living in 2002?
I don't know about this one, man. Like, let me just
go. You know, they're going for it. They're going for it.
They are, because you know what? My daughter, she watches on Netflix. They have all the Barbie movies, the animated ones, and they
those aren't like the pinnacle of, you know.
Yeah, so I'm just like, you know, that's Barbie Roberts, and she has her sisters. She has a bunch of sisters, and they go on these little adventures. But yeah, Barbie Roberts. They got Skipper. They got Chelsea. She has a few sisters. So I mean, she's straight up from Malibu, California. So, you know, she's a Cali girl. This one, I have no idea what it's about. It looks like adults acting like children.
or dolls.
Oh, or dolls. Yes, yes.
I don't know. Yeah, you know, it's I don't. It's a Barbie movie. I don't really don't have any expectations for it at all. Whatever it ends up being, you know, it's good. It's just odd all around. So
I feel it looks like I feel more confused by this recent trailer. But I'm still gonna go. I don't know. It has I like the cast. Not even gonna lie. It has Issa Rae.
That's what I'm saying. It's a stacked cast. I don't know why.
Will Ferrell's in there. The you know we got our boy Shang-Chi.
Uh huh.
You feel me? So it's. I know I'm gonna watch it, and I know my daughter's gonna be crazy about this damn movie. So
that's the thing, though. Yeah, it's like you know they're gonna like it.
Oh, absolutely. I think a lot of specifically little girls are gonna enjoy Barbie. My daughter mm-hmm. loves Barbie. I got to see how little girls really do melt for Barbie. And
yeah, dude, yeah. My sister, she had like the whole DVD collection when it was coming out. Like when they first started with like Barbie, Swan Lake, and all that stuff.
Yeah, straight up.
It's crazy that franchise. How it's so huge. It's like this is the first movie they're making.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Apart from the movies that. You know, we have on Netflix, there's the animated Barbie movies. They have a series. Yeah. This is the live action.
I think that the kids are going to like it. And it looks like a big meme. You know, it's a big meme. That's how the young folks are going to go watch it for the memes. You know what I mean?
I know.
Literally, it's going to be like just like the Minions, how they made a lot of movie money because that movie was memed because it was so stupid.
Yeah.
This movie's just going to be so stupid and ridiculous.
That's what it looks like. It looks like a ridiculous, off-the-wall fucking movie.
But that's fine, you know, because the kids are going to like it anyways.
Yes.
And they're trying to get the young adults in, too, to go in and watch it. Because, you know, they like Margot Robbie and Ryan Gosling.
Yeah, I know. I think what's going to be a big...
See, the difference is, John, people in their early 20s have never seen The Notebook. Okay? Look.
Oh, and people swear by The Notebook.
Yeah,
people.
Remember when it came out?
Oh my gosh! I mean, everyone was just. Have you seen The Notebook? I mean, everyone was getting ready to cry, and everyone was.
Gosh, that's why. It took people a long time to take Ryan Gosling seriously, even though he was doing all these movies like Drive and shit.
Yeah, yeah.
And then he did La La Land. You know, he's like, I'm Ryan Gosling. I got sad eyes. You know.
It's so funny because when Ryan Gosling was in Remember the Titans, a football movie from back in the day, Disney movie, he had very much a supporting role. And now he took off as the lead man. It's pretty cool.
Oh, yeah. Blade Runner. He's great.
Yeah.
What's it called? But we got that going on, right?
Yeah, we got.
We got Indiana Jones. You a fan of Indiana Jones? Oh,
I'm not a fan like you are.
You fell into the quantum realm for a second there.
Oh, I had to turn on the light. I was over here doing the pod in the fucking dark. So, the only Indiana Jones I've seen in theaters is the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull with Shia LaBeouf.
Yeah. I mean, that's the only one I see because all the other ones came out with like the 80s.
Exactly. So, 90s. I went and saw that one and I can't consider myself a fan of the franchise.
Like you didn't watch like the any of the originals?
Bro, when I was a kid, I don't remember any of them.
You remember Spike TV?
Hell yeah, I remember Spike.
they'd have movie marathons, right?
Yeah.
And it'd be like series or like trilogies or whatever.
Yeah.
So that's how I saw Indiana Jones, you know? It was like, oh, Indiana Jones is on tonight. They're doing all three, you know?
That's funny, Spike TV.
Yeah, that was back in the day. You know, I didn't have it on DVD or video. And I was like, I wonder how good the first one is, you know?
Yeah.
I watched it, and it was good. I like them.
So what number is this going to be? 7? 6?
5.
Oh, fuck me. That's it?
Yeah, it's the original 3. Kingdom of the Crystal Skull is 4, and then it's going to be the 5th.
Got you.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, exactly. So that one's a... Looks like it's going to be a nice little, a little better than Kingdom of the Crystal Skull, at least, I hope.
Oh, hell yeah. I don't think it's going to be hard to be better than that one. That one seemed like a really just an attempt to reach a new audience. Like, you know what I mean? Just the
Yeah, I get exactly. Yeah. Well, let me see. As far as the news goes, that's all we'll do today, folks.
that's all she wrote. Damn, we got some shit. That was some news, man. Yeah. I mean,
and just so you guys know, we are gonna be live streaming these soon. So for updates on that, follow us on Instagram, on TikTok, Twitter, at Cast of Color for all the updates on this stuff.
Come on now.
We're going to be going live and stuff. And feel free to make suggestions on what you want us to review. We got a big backlog of stuff to review.
Yeah.
Let us know what you want to hear about Avatar or Knock at the Cabin Woods or whatever, you know. We'll watch it. We'll watch it and we'll review it for you
guys. Mm-hmm, we'll do it.
We are going to be reviewing probably like Mario. That'll be a good one.
Yeah. Mario just came out.
Yeah, it's a me. Mario. Mm-hmm. That's a Pratt. So we'll do that. So stay tuned for all that news. Follow us. And with that, we get thrown into diversity report.
I know it's been so long. So we're in the month of April. Easter is around the corner for, you know, those who celebrate Easter. And April is Autism Awareness Month. So go ahead and go on social media, look up the hashtag. There's plenty of information out there about autism. And, you know, what's cool about autism. We might have spoken about it on the show, but just in recent years, there's been much more of an awareness of what it means to be on the spectrum.
Yeah, that it is a spectrum, not that just...
Know, it's truly a spectrum, you know what I mean? And it ranges from different, just different characteristics. So it's cool that now society is much more aware of what it is. There's more, I feel like there's just more information and resources. We have, you know, there are people, we have friends of the podcast who... you know, have family members who are on the spectrum. So, you know, just it's cool to see and hear people's stories. And so shout outs to that. Apart from that, some news, big news in America. Our former President Donald Trump, Donald J. Trump, he pleads not guilty. But
so he pleads after he gets
he pleads not guilty. But yeah, the boy was indicted, man. It's crazy. But he pleaded not guilty to 34 counts in a Manhattan court after hearing charges against him. The charges stem from an investigation into a hush money payment made to adult film actress Stormy Daniels during the 2016 presidential campaign. This is nuts. This is the first time it's ever happened to a former president.
Yeah, they got arrested. They got taken to court. That's crazy. Yeah. And on top of that, I think in a couple of weeks he's gonna have some more charges thrown his way.
Yeah,
I saw it today. I think some of them including some sexual assault ones and everything. It's pretty wild how you know, I would hope at this point that maybe some of the people that think that the election was stolen, maybe they're reconsidering, I hope. But maybe not. Probably not. But, you know, we'll see. We'll see how this shakes out. I don't know if he's going to be doing any time. But
yeah, I don't know if he will. It's funny because he kind of used this moment as a rallying cry to...
Because I think he can even maybe run for president again.
Absolutely. I mean, It's nuts how when this happened, when he was charged, I think he had a big, it looked like a rally almost at Mar-a-Lago.
Yeah. And
yeah, he just, you know, is still very optimistic about the 2024 campaign.
Yeah, so it's wild.
It's wild. So that's that, though. There's plenty of information. There's constantly, there are constant updates about
Everyone's talking about it. It's probably be the only time we talk about it.
Exactly. This is the only time we have to acknowledge it because it is big news here in America. That's it for the boy. To end the diversity report, we did have the Oscars recently. It was cool because a movie that a lot of people enjoy, A24's everything, everywhere, all at once. And just a diverse cast. Well, this is a show, a cast of color, where a show about inclusion, diversity. This movie, you know, with the girl Michelle, she got her Oscar. The daughter, you know, in the movie, she's queer, she's Asian. You know, it's just, it's right up our alley with inclusion. And the fact that it did so well at the Oscars, I think it goes to show the effort that the Academy is putting into really awarding more mainstream movies, you know, and
movies that people are watching, not just stuff.
You know what I'm saying? Straight up, bro. The Oscars really, Gerardo, a lot of the movies to be really just for film junkies, like for movie people. And
a bunch of old white guys that were watching it.
For real. So it was pretty cool to see that this year there were so many women winners and people of color winning the Oscars. So yeah, that's it for the diversity report, baby. We moving right into the main event, the review of Ant-Man and the Wasp, Quantumania.
Oh yeah, it's a doozy. This movie. This movie came out, what, like a month ago at this point?
Yeah, about a shit. Let me want to make sure I check the date and don't just. But yeah, it's about a.
And is this supposed to close out the phase?
Does it?
Possibly. I don't know though, but it was So first of all, it looks like it was filmed during COVID, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It looks like everything's on a soundstage or on that thing that they use for The Mandalorian, whatever that thing is called. It's like the big room. Right. It's a big room with the screens on the side, you know?
Yeah. A lot of complaints about that. A lot of people, it looks like just old green screen. I'm like, well, I had my expectations where I knew it was in the quantum realm. So.
Yeah, exactly. But the problem is, I feel like it's like such, it feels like an old video game where it's like it's supposed to take place like in a whole galaxy type thing, and you're only like at three locations, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Like you go to the cantina, then you go to the main spot, then you go to the palace.
Yeah,
you know, it's not like it doesn't feel like a fleshed out world, because I don't know, nothing in it feels like tangible. Everything feels, it does feel kind of green screened in a way. Yeah. Where, you know, you know, the James Gunn movies, we'll see like a table made out of like tentacles, and it's practical. It's not CGI, you know, mm-hmm. or something exactly. Stupid like that.
It's cool. Like, you know, it looks goofy and it looks cool though, because it looks a little more.
Yeah, but I mean, there's a part where, you know, he's a, you know, what's his face? Michael Douglas supposed to be putting his hands in some goo.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, that man wasn't putting his hands in anything. He just had his hands. The visuals, you know, for Marvel, as far as the visuals go, they were, you know, maybe not the best.
Mm-hmm.
But the story was whatever. Felt like an episode of felt like a comic book issue. You know what I mean?
That's one thing about this. I, you know, it was Paul Rudd. It was very much a corny Paul Rudd. And this is a big statement, because, you know, I really love Wakanda Forever, but I left the movie theater after this enjoying this experience more than Wakanda Forever. It's just because the tone was just so different. Wakanda Forever.
As far
so
as entertainment different. Value goes, I feel like if you just go to this movie just to watch it, it'll be fine. Like, I don't know, people were expecting this movie to be like Infinity War or something, you know?
I don't know why. And you know, maybe
it's literally called Quantumania.
Yeah, maybe it's because of Kang and people have these expectations, but I felt like Kang was a great villain for this. There maybe could have been another villain, but I mean,
they could have probably used a different one, but it's got variants, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, exactly. So Jonathan Majors is like, I'm gonna get my money, baby.
Yeah, so we should have talked about that in the writer's report, huh? Jonathan Majors currently, you know, we'll see how that shakes out. We don't know. So we don't really know anything about that situation, I guess. So we gotta wait till
Jonathan Majors. I gotta be brought up to speed. Shit.
Jonathan Majors?
Yeah.
You don't know? He allegedly, I'm breaking news to John Carter. He got taken into custody for allegedly strangling his girlfriend or something like that, like beating his girlfriend.
Damn, bro. There's an article Marvel reportedly discussing options for Jonathan Majors.
Yeah, they don't know. They might just.
I get a phone call about, you know, Kang. Maybe someone's gonna see the pod and then say, you know,
no. Jack Carter's King. So that was
holy shit. You
know, we don't even know if he's gonna come back as King. They're talking a lot about recasting and everything, but we don't know if Marvel's even considering that. We don't know what's going on. We just have to wait and see how it shakes out. You know, we'll just have to wait and see. But as far as the movie goes, King, he did great as the character, Jonathan Majors.
Yeah, I think he did great. I think he's a very entertaining. He's a great actor because he has such range as an actor. And
this one felt a lot better than Loki, which was great. But it's like, okay, if he continues playing the character, we don't even know. We'll just have to wait and see what happens. Yeah, it might be someone else even because there's variants. But
right.
Kang, a lot of people are happy with the way he was defeated at the end of the movie by a bunch of ants. What do you think about that?
Yeah, that was expected.
Because if you ask me, it's called Ant-Man. The movie's called Ant-Man.
Yeah, exactly. And ultimately, regardless of the abilities to grow and the quantum realm and all this, it's going to end with ants, maybe.
Yeah, and it's the original Ant-Man, Michael Douglas. You know, he's just an ant nerd in this movie. He was great in it. This movie was lighthearted enough where I didn't mind. It was just a lighthearted little thing. Yeah, maybe this movie would have been better for streaming or something,
Absolutely. You know, it was one character that people just couldn't stand the sight of as far as just visually. A lot of people had something to say about MODOK.
What do you want from,
Yeah, and the fact, exactly. What do you expect from a big floating head? I mean, MODOK himself, just even in the comic books, is just, it's always interesting to see just the big floating head. So in this one, it was funny, and it was interesting how they made Darren from the first Ant-Man, who was the Yellow Jacket, made him into MODOK. That was interesting. Yeah,
people want these epic movies and shit, but like kids don't want to rewatch Infinity War.
Right, exactly.
But a kid will rewatch this one.
Yeah.
Like kids love. Yeah, people don't. Kids love this stupid shit where they're just like in front of a background, and they don't care. Kids have imaginations. Right. They watch
it. Gerardo, kids will rewatch Ant-Man Quantumania more than Wakanda Forever. And I say that because of the different tones and just the pure entertainment value that, my daughter, she loves the first Black Panther, but when I try to put on Wakanda Forever, the pacing is different and
the tone is just different.
It's sad, bro.
You know, she'd rather rewatch this, I'm sure, than even Infinity War. That movie ends so sad too.
Yeah, straight up. So, I mean, I know that post Infinity Saga, people's expectations for Marvel movies may be sky high, but it's like, I think now these are just comic book feeling movies. Like this movie felt like a comic book ass fucking
movie. Like I actually read comic books, and it felt like a couple issue, like a little comic book story where, they go in, they do their business, they defeat Kang and they get out. That's what happens in a comic book.
Exactly. Like,
people are so used to watching movies and TV shows and stuff. I'm like, this is a little comic book where you can just tell a story that I feel like the story was fine. It didn't feel incomplete, right?
Right, exactly. It felt very much contained. It didn't feel all over the place. And what I enjoyed about it is I laughed throughout. And
it's
kind of what we said earlier about how it wasn't very fleshed out. Because what we love about Guardians is like when we go into these different planets and when they're flying around, the whole universe feels fleshed out. Like the quantum realm felt kind of like there could have been more aspects to it. So
it felt empty. It was weird. Like, it felt like a lot of shit was cut out. Bill Murray was supposed to be a bigger part of the movie. Then he had some stuff come out. Google that. And then, definitely Google that. Bill Murray.
The boy.
So he got cut out of the movie significantly. And
damn.
Oh, did you look it up? It's pretty bad. So, you know, like a lot of stuff I'm sure got cut out of this movie in general, that being among it. It just, you know, it was fine though. It was fine as, yeah, like we said, as fine as story went as far as everything went. Paul Rudd, he's great as Ant-Man. I feel like he works better like an ensemble, you know, if he's like a part of like other people. Like,
yeah.
Other people with him. He works great on a team because, you know, he's yes. Paul Rudd.
He bounces well off of others, yeah.
Yeah, but being in the movie as the lead, he was good, but I feel like we needed more compelling side characters. Yes. Michael Douglas, I like Michael Douglas, and Michelle Pfeiffer was okay. She took on a bigger role than Evangeline Lilly, which was fine. Mm-hmm. But
yeah, they gave Michelle Pfeiffer the rock a lot. I mean, she was yeah. really in this movie, along with her and Jonathan Majors had a lot of scenes together.
Yeah, exactly. So who knows what was cut, because I feel like there might have been some more Evangeline Lilly stuff that got cut too. And then she started having problems saying some stuff about vaccines and shit. So
God damn, bro.
So, you know, this movie, here's my question. Did this movie kill Marvel? Because Marvel, you see, they announced like literally last week, they were talking about how they're going to start making less shit. You know, they're going to cut down on all the shows they're making. They're going to cut down on the movies. They were like, okay, guys, we're going to chill.
You know, I mean, I don't think it's a bad thing, because, I mean, we eat this Marvel shit up. Anything they put out, I'm going to go and watch because of how.
But I'm also not caught up on some shit now, and I'd rather like have some time in between to maybe like actually get time to binge it.
Absolutely, bro, because it's just, you know, media overload every fucking week. We have so many new shows out. We have so many movies coming out. And I love just keeping up with the movies themselves, because we got this flood of Marvel shows that are also connected to the MCU. I still haven't fucking watched Wolf
Fighter. I wouldn't mind more time in between, you know, like when I was when I was a teenager, I'd be like, I want it now, you know, but
but yeah, we've gotten so much, we get so much, and I think it's a great idea for them to just consider, you know, well, let's pump the brakes. People really have gotten so much Marvel that no matter when you drop it, people are gonna go watch. So
exactly, and they'll go watch it even more, you know.
Straight up, bro. Because when they come out, you hear people say it all the time. Moviegoers like us, when we go and watch Marvel movies all the time, it's like, yeah, it was cool. I mean, recently, it's like after all these Marvel movies, Wakanda Forever, Ant-Man, Thor: Love and Thunder, people were like, yeah. Cool.
And Guardians is gonna come out, and people are gonna fucking be eating this shit up again. That's what I'm saying, you know.
That'll be a good time to maybe put the brakes on it. But
That's when people were getting fatigued the first time with the movies, with Marvel Phase 2. They were doing pretty bad, and then the first Guardians of the Galaxy came out, and then it kind of revitalized everything, you know.
Yeah, because by Phase 3, people were so fucking hyped. I mean, people were in the goddamn movie theaters for Phase 3 movies.
Exactly. So, you know, it kind of turned around during Guardians of the Galaxy was probably the turning point. So, you know, people are a little fatigued right now, and I'm sure Guardians 3 is going to be freaking great. James Gunn's a great filmmaker. Like, you know.
Yeah. Oh, he's wonderful. You know, Disney Plus is a big part of the fatigue. It's so accessible. Yeah. And when some of these MCU movies are coming out a few years ago, Disney Plus wasn't around. So,
because I'm overloaded on Star Wars content right now, and I realize the movie hasn't come out like for like 5 years.
Straight up,
we haven't had a Star Wars movie, so you haven't seen anything because you don't watch the extended media,
right?
So you haven't seen anything Star Wars,
right? Like, so it's like, I watched Mandalorian, but shit, bro, even Mando, I'm behind. Like, I watched the first episode. I got to catch up with Mando, because that's one show I enjoy it, but that show's getting its own reviews this season. People have their own feelings about it this season, so it's
But you know, that's the thing. I feel like I'm behind on Star Wars content. I haven't seen a Star Wars movie in 5 years. Like, this feels weird. You know, maybe they put some time into making some good movies. I'm glad we're getting all the shows and stuff, and I actually enjoy every show that we're getting, and I'm glad we're getting a lot of the shows that are still coming out. But man, I want the movies to kind of if a movie's coming out, I'm more inclined to like start binging the other shit to catch up, you know?
Absolutely. Especially Star Wars. They deserve the quality of good storytelling. Cause I mean, the storytelling in 7 through 9 was just,
I think the next one is a Taika Waititi one. And that's going to be set like a few hundred years before the story.
That's cool.
Young Yoda might be in it. Like 100 something, 200 something year old Yoda. Because he's 700, I think, in 700 something when he dies in Return of the Jedi.
Okay.
So, you know, it's only like a 20 year span, you know, like the original prequel and the original trilogy. It's like a 20 year span.
Yeah.
So, what's it called? It's going to be really cool seeing something so far away from, you know, it's really like a big 60 to 80 year span that we're seeing right now in Star Wars. That's like literally all we see in the media, in the Star Wars media. You know, I know we're getting away from Ant-Man, but it's the same thing, you know, when it comes to Marvel, you know, we need to, I'm glad with this movie that they're just deciding to do shit, you know, like, I know a lot of people are complaining right now, but they weren't around back when like, you know, Thor the Dark World came out and stuff and everything was just kind of meandering. Because what I can say about every Marvel movie coming out now is that they make a decision that's a big decision for the universe right away. You don't have to wait 2 movies. Like at the end of Thor, you get Thor's adopted daughter or whatever.
Right.
Christian Bale's daughter. You know, she gets all like the Thor powers, whatever. That's pretty big in the Marvel universe, you know?
Yeah. It's setting up for different characters to kind of...
Yeah. At the end of this movie, they just decide to show us all the Kang shit. It's great, you know?
Yeah. They're not afraid to make decisions now in a way that before they were kind of really taking their time.
Black Panther, they just introduced us to his son at the end of the movie. Like, they're doing big decisions every movie. And people, you know, it's all parts of there's going to be a bigger story that it's all leading up to. And people are going to, when that movie comes out, people are going to be like, this is amazing because they've been setting this up for 10 years, you know? But,
yes.
It's like they had to start all over, you know.
Straight up, damn, this is some fucking shit with the boy Jonathan Majors. I didn't even go lie, like I'm not thinking about that. The new Avengers is called Kang Dynasty. You know what I'm saying?
It's like, yeah, but you know, like I said, it's an ongoing thing. But if anything, if Disney just wants to, they'll just recast them. You know?
Yeah,
they'll be fine. They'll get Michael B. Jordan or something.
Fucking Michael B.
But
bro, we didn't talk about with Nick Fury.
How you feel about Secret Invasion?
Yeah, a little trailer. How you feel about that? Excited?
That looks cool.
Looks pretty cool.
We got the boy Sam Jackson. You know, it's a TV show with Sam Jackson. It'll probably be. It looks a little more like X-Files type, you know, or that type of.
It's pretty grounded. It looks pretty. Yeah, Spy.
I like the genre shows. Yeah, it's going to be your cheesy little... For people's expectations, it's going to be a TV spy show, you know?
Right.
I don't want... Nobody should get that twisted, you know? That's what it's going to be. It's going to be...
Know exactly what you're getting into.
Exactly. It's going to be like a worse X-Files or some shit, you know what I'm saying? So it's going to be fine, though. It's Sam Jackson. It'll be good.
Yeah.
So out of five Kang variants, what do you give this?
I got to give Ant-Man Quantumania, I'm giving them a 2.5 out of 5.
2.5 Kangs?
Yeah. You know,
is that other Kang, is it the top half or the bottom half? Or is he split down the middle like an arm and a leg on each side?
Top half.
Top half, okay. So 2.5. I'll give it 2.5 as well, but mine's the bottom half. Kang. I'll give it 2.5 Kangs. Yeah, so whatever. I'm not going to rewatch it, but a little kid might want to rewatch it. It's all good.
Yeah, exactly. It's there, and I didn't think it was terrible, but I absolutely see people's gripes with it. It didn't stop me from enjoying it, though.
Yeah, exactly. If you don't like it, yeah, I get it.
Whatever. Yeah, I feel you.
I was just like, it's like I was busy. I went to go watch it. It was fine. It was just
exactly
cheap entertainment.
Yeah, I mean? So if you're into the Marvel Universe, listeners,
if I want to watch a deep movie, I'll watch The Whale.
With Brendan Fraser and see it.
Or The Menu.
The fucking Menu.
I haven't seen that one yet, but I heard it's good. You know, if I want cinema, if I want to consume cinema, that's what I'll do. You know,
real films, okay.
But if I just want to, it's like junk food. You know, Quantumania. It's like whatever. It's like you eat a Snickers bar. Sometimes you feel good after. Sometimes you feel like shit.
Yeah,
sometimes I felt good after this one. It was fine.
Yeah, it's like sometimes I should have just had a cold bottled water and just not had that motherfucking Snickers. But
this movie made me happy. I ate the Snickers bar. You know, it was fine.
Exactly. That's what I enjoyed about Quantumania. I left the theater enjoying it and laughing. So
yeah. So that's the show. Follow us on the Instagrams, the YouTubes now, and the all that good stuff. TikTok, Twitter, at Cast of Color. Follow me at Gerardo at G Molina Guitar. John Carter at
JON_Carter. John Carter. We in the building, baby.
Yes, sir. With that said, follow. Yeah, we're gonna be streaming these things. We're gonna be posting them on YouTube.
Yes, you can see for us. That.
Yes, and with that, we bid you guys adieu.
Peace.